I guess our only announcement would be that there will be a ladies' meeting with Ann Reese Saturday at 10:30. So, ladies, you're welcome.
下午的学习开始了，只有一个通知啊，就是这周六我们会有一个姊妹的聚会，Ann 姊妹会带领，应该是10:30。
Okay.
10:30啊，星期六上午10:30。
Continue to pray about the Kenora virus and all the confusion that it's causing to come. We're not really sure what to be doing, and it's affecting our attendance and other things. Pray that the Lord will be gracious to us, and that people will turn to the Lord, and that we will be preserved from great calamity.
所以我们继续为疫情祷告啊，也祷告求神保守我们在这疫情中的平安啊，也让不遇到大的在平安啊，在这个疫情中大的麻烦。
Anything else that we should be specifically concerned about today?
今天有没有什么特别我们要考虑的事吗？
Let's pray, and then Joel will speak to us.
啊，Joel会带领我们今天下午的学习。
Lord, we're thankful that you are the God who is always there.
父啊，我们如此感恩，因为您是那一位一直在那里的神。
And it's true as we go through life that we find situations that are confusing and many that are distressing.
是的，当我们经历生活的时候，会有一些困惑甚至沮丧的事。
But we're thankful that we have a God who understands.
我们如此感恩，因为有一位理解我们的神。
And we have a God who is able to bring blessing out of times of difficulty.
也有这样一位神能够在困难中依然祝福我们。
And so, Lord, we pray that in the distress that's in the world today, many will turn to the Savior.
我们祷告是在今天世界里，许多的苦难中的人能够转向神。
And we pray, Lord, that you will especially bless us and those that we love, that we will be kept from distress and that we might be kept in the love of God.
主啊，也在神的爱中保守我们和我们所爱的人，远离这因着疫情而来的沮丧。
And we pray, Lord, that you will reach out in mercy and save many of those that we love.
在您怜悯中，您触碰您所爱的人的心，拯救他们。
And so, Lord, thank you. We pray that you'll bless. We pray that you'll bless today as we study the Bible together.
主啊，谢谢您，求您祝福我们，尤其是今天当我们学习圣经的时候，祝福我们。
And we ask this now in Jesus' name.
我们这样的感恩奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen. Okay, we're back in Acts chapter 16, and if you don't have an outline, I have two left. These are relatively cheap, but they're only two, so I could auction them off.
我有两张单张啊，就剩这两张了，大家有谁要吗？
Everybody okay with these outlines?
手上都有啊，来过以前周二的课的就都有。
Okay, does everybody have the other sheet called Action Through Awareness?
还有另外一张单张，就是在
You don't have this one? Oh, I got lots of these. Oh, actually, I got three of these.
因着知道而行动啊，这样。
Now these. Oh, okay. She took all three. They get tell her one is not expensive. All three very expensive.
这三张是一样的，有只拿一张就够了。在那是一样，
真的是一样。Anybody else? Okay. Okay, let's turn back to Acts 16 in your Bibles.
使徒行传十六章的圣经里。
Okay, I'm going to make a decision today to end this study next week.
所以我们现在呢，开始进到了最后的阶段，因为下个星期我们可能就结束这个系列。
So it's really going to be impossible to do that, so we won't be able to finish the study.
所以呢，几乎不可能啊，所以我们不可能把所有的都讲完。
So we're going to fast track through the rest of today and next week will be the last session on Acts 16.
所以今天和下一周这个时间呢，会是我们《使徒行传》十六章的最后两讲。
And the reason I'm doing that is because I believe I will have then three more Tuesdays before Easter.
所以我们在复活节前呢，还有三个周二。
And I want to spend those three Tuesdays on a study of the Holy Spirit.
所以我想，有两周呢，在那里，两个周二的下午，我想要专门讲一次关于圣灵。
Okay. So we're going to try to somehow move along on this study. Now, on your this outline right here, we have pretty well worked ourselves through the first number one, what the question implied.
所以在这张主要的单章里呢，我们已经把第一点的下面三个小点讲完了。
And I do want to do start today by looking on the other sheet, not number four because that's where we are in Acts, but number five.
对，我们看另外一个单章啊，就是在清楚的状况下有行动的第五点。
Okay, so let's start with this number five today in the beginning, and then we'll go back to our outline after we look at this. So John chapter three.
所以我们看约翰福音三章呢。做今天的开始啊，然后我们再回到我们的主要的经文上。
And then we will come back to Acts 16 after we do, and this will be the last one that we'll do on this sheet.
所以这是我们先讲的一个开头，然后我们再回到使徒行传十六章的部分。
Now,
三章约翰福音三章。
We're sort of under the heading of once we understand what we need to do, we have to do it. We're under that heading.
所以我们在这个标题下呢，其实就是当我知道我要做什么的时候，我一定要去做啊。这就是这个标题我们带出来的内容。
It is one thing to know what our need is, and it's another thing to know where we can get help. But we must do it.
所以我需要什么是一回事，我从哪里能寻求帮助也是一回事，但是呢，我需要做啊，我要把这个命令做出来。
There must be action taken.
所以我需要在这个里面有行动。
If you remember, if your car gas gauge is on empty,You don't just say, well, I'll do that later. I don't have time right now.
所以你不能说呢，你的车没油了，你说我等会再说，我现在没有时间，你不会怎么样。
You can only say that so many times, and then it won't matter what you say. You will run out of gas. You just will run out.
不管你说什么，你到没油了就没油了，你就停了。
You can say, I don't want to make a decision, but you will make a decision.You won't have any gas.
所以你可以说我现在不想做一个决定，但是你最终会做一个决定，因为你会没有油了。
It's the same way with spiritual things. If you know you need to make a decision, you can only put it off so long, and then it'll be too late.
所以属灵的决定也是一样， 如果你知道你要做一个很重要的决定，那你可以一直推迟，但推迟到一定程度呢，你会发现太迟了。
So let's read from John chapter 3, the first 10 verses.
所以我们约翰福音三章啊，前面。
And we'll read around.
前面的十节 ，OK， 一人一节哈。有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥德慕，是犹太人的官。
这人夜里来见耶稣，说：“拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。”耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”
尼哥德慕说：“人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？”
耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
从肉生生的就是肉生，从灵生的就是灵。”
我说：“你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。”
风随意响吹，你听见风的笑声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
尼哥德慕问他说：“怎能有这事呢？”
耶稣回答说：“你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事吗？
我实实在在地告诉你，我们所说的是我们知道的。
Okay.
Okay, now we under all of these examples in scripture, we ask three questions.
所以在这些的经文里呢，我们问了三个问题。
First question is, what was the problem? And then what course of action did he take? And then what was the result?
第一个呢是问题是什么？第二个呢，他做了什么行动来满足这个需要？第三，结果是什么
？Okay, we usually take time to read our Bibles a little bit slow and to decide what the problem or what the need is.
所以平常呢，我们会慢慢的读来决定呢他的需要啊麻烦是什么
？Okay, so what is the need?
那这个需要是什么呢？
Who is the person, number one? Who are we talking about? Nicodemus. All right, very good. What do we know about Nicodemus? What's the first thing we know about Nicodemus?
那我们知道关于尼哥底母第一件事是什么？
The first thing.
第一件事。
Some of you are going to remember this because I tell you every time when you read your Bible.
我每一次都会告诉你们。
The first thing I know about Nicodemus is that he is a sinner.
第一件我知道他是个罪人。
How do I know that?
我怎么知道呢？
There was a man. That's all I got to know. There's a man.
有一个人。所以他就一定
Don't read your Bible so fast. You're skipping stuff.
All 你跳过了很多东西。
Okay.
不要读得太快了。
What's the second thing I know?
第二件事我们知道他是什么呢
？Read slow now. Read very slow.
慢一点。
是犹太人的官。
All right. He's a what? He's a man.And as a man, he was a man of the Pharisees.
He was a Pharisee.
Do you know how to remember their name?
Do you know how to remember their name?
They're not fair, you see.
They're not fair, you see. They're Pharisees.
Very hypocritical people. Okay.And his name is Nicodemus. What else do I know that Nicodemus was?
那除了尼哥底母，我们还知道什么呢？尼哥底母。
Okay, ruler, or you might have teacher. Okay, teacher.
是犹太人的官。
In verse 10, Jesus said, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and you do not know these things?" So, He's a leader. He's a spiritual leader. He's at the top of the chain of authority. He's a Pharisee.
所以第十节说呢，你是以色列人的先生，所以他是一个领袖，他是一个老师，他是一个宗教的顶层的一个人员哈，所以是个法利赛人。
So we're asking the question, under the heading, action through awareness. What is Nicodemus aware of in his life? What is the problem?
所以尼哥底母的生命中的麻烦困难是什么呢？
Sin?
是罪吗？
I don't know. Does it mention sin anywhere in there?
He wants to see the kingdom of God.
He wants? Did he ask to see the kingdom of God? No. He didn't ask. He doesn't even ask a question at the beginning.
对，他一开始甚至没有问一个问题。
But he makes a statement.
他说了一个事实。
Okay, let's get the timing before we get the statement. What is the timing?
我们在讲这个时，
When did he come?
这句话之前，我们来看一下时间，他什么时候来的？
He came at night.
At night, 夜里来的。
Right. Why did he come at night?
那他为什么要夜里来呢？
He's ashamed.
Bruce said he's too busy in the daytime.
He's too busy. He's a teacher. Probably true.
Yeah, 也许是真的。他是个老师。
Probably true. Yeah. Maybe, just maybe, he was busy and maybe he was a little bit ashamed.
也许他很忙。
To be seen with
Jesus. 然后呢，可能也有点害羞，所以不想让别人看见。
Why would I suggest that he might be a little bit ashamed?
为什么我说呢？他可能会有一点的害羞呢？
因为他是法利赛人。
Because he is a Pharisee.
No, he's not fair, you see.
He's not.
Okay, because he's a Pharisee, why would he be ashamed if he was meeting with Jesus?
为什么法利赛人就会害羞
呢？
Because Pharisee did not treat Jesus as God.
Okay. So as a group, the Pharisees were not believing. They were rejecting.
所以作为一个整体呢，法利赛人是不信，是拒绝的。
So it may not have been publicly correct for him to be seen with Jesus.
所以他公开被人看见跟耶稣在一起呢，可能对他不是特别好。
So he's a busy man. Maybe it wouldn't be politically correct. And so he goes by night.
这就是为什么他要晚上来。他也许白天很忙，同时呢，去见耶稣是政治不正确。
We still don't know what the problem is. What's the problem?
我们也
Why is he come? He came by night. We know.For various reasons. He came to the right person, we know. But what's the problem? What's the need?
但我们还是没有看见麻烦和需要。那他晚上来可能有一些的原因。那但是他对来对的人了，因为耶稣是对的人，但还是不知道他想要什么。
Truth?
真理吗？
The need is truth?
需要是真理吗？
Let's bounce that around a little bit more. Think, why is Nicodemus coming to Jesus by night? Why?
为什么尼哥底母要晚上来见？
What does he say when he sees Jesus? Says, Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher come from God.
他说拉比啊，我知道你是从神那里来做师傅的。
But that's not what the Pharisees thought.
但这不是法利赛人说的。
They didn't really want to acknowledge that, but he did.
他承认，但是法利赛人不并不真的想承认。
And not only did he say, "We know you've come from God," but he says, "I'll tell you how I know you have come from God."
他不但说我相信啊，而且他说我也知道你是怎么，为什么是从神那里来的。
No one can do the signs or miracles that you do unless God is with him.
因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。
Now, at that point, Jesus will take over the conversation.
在那个点呢，耶稣就接过来这个对话了。
Now, there's, we still want to establish something. What's motivating this man? Nicole said sin. Nicole said truth. He wants to know the truth. Let's develop that a little bit. What is motivating Nicodemus to come to Jesus?
所以什么促使尼哥底母到耶稣这来呢？那有的说是罪啊，有的说是真理啊，是什么里面那个动力让他过来
？Look.Okay, look at your paper again.
再读一下你这张单张。
Look at this. Number one, we had a rich young ruler. What was his problem?
那第一个是年轻的副官。
Remember that? What was his need?
他的需要是什么？
Okay. Could we say he was dissatisfied or unsatisfied with his riches?
可不可以说他对他的富有他的财富呢是不满意的
number two, the younger son. What was the problem with the younger son?
那年轻的儿子啊，那小儿子他的麻烦是什么？
He wanted to be independent.
他想要独立。
No, he took a course of action. He left home with all the money.
对他带着钱呢就离开家了，他有行动。
When he came to himself, he's got problem number two.
所以当他自己待着的时候，他就发现有一个第二个问题出来了。
As we'd say in Mississippi, the world chewed him up and spit him out.
我们在密西西比说呢，就是世界把他嚼了一通，又把他吐掉了。
The world used him and abused him.
世界和仇敌利用了他。
So he took another course of action, right? He went home, okay. Dissatisfied with the world, right? He thought the world had all the answers. He figured that one out. Number three, the woman with the issue of blood. Remember her? What was her problem?
那这个妇人呢，她有血漏的病，那她的麻烦是呢？
Yeah, sick for 12 years, couldn't get any help, motivated by her sickness.
病了12年，找不到任何帮助，所以她的病是她的动力。
And so in number five, we got Nicodemus, ruler of the Jews. What's his problem? Don't make it hard. Think about his problem.
他的犹太人的官啊，那他的麻烦是什么？
Dissatisfied with what?
他不对什么不满意
？Religion，
对宗教不满意吗
？Okay， he's at the top of the ladder. He's a Pharisee.
他是梯子上最顶端的法利赛人。
Okay， he's a ruler. He's a teacher.
对，他是一个教师，他是一个官。
But empty religion. Do you got it? Nothing satisfying there.
他宗教很空洞啊，没有能让他满足的东西。
So he's a smart man, so he says, I believe that God is with this man who is called Jesus.
所以他是个很聪明的人，他说呢，神是跟这个人叫耶稣的人在一起的。
So he takes a course of action to meet the need in his life.
所以他呢，在他的生命中呢，采取了一个行动。
So after a busy day, he has quick supper.He says to his wife, Mrs. Nicodemus, he says to her, I'm going out for the evening. See you later.
所以在同样的一个普通的日子呢，他吃完晚餐，他和他的太太说呢，我要出去一下，晚一点再回来。
So he's taking a course of action because he's dissatisfied with his own religion.
所以他要采取一个行动，因为他对他的宗教不满足。
Okay, so, when he meets the Lord Jesus in the evening, Jesus takes over the conversation and says, Nicodemus, I've got something to say to you.
所以当他来到你耶稣面前啊，耶稣就接过了交谈的主动权，说，我有真理要告诉你。
Unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
那人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Now, at that point, Nicodemus might have gone, "What was that?"
所以尼哥底母在那时候呢，就挠头啊，什么东西？
Say that again.
再说一遍。
Like we don't know. He doesn't ask any questions, but Jesus has given him answers.
所以他还没有问任何问题，耶稣直接把答案说了。
You see, Jesus often operates like this.
耶稣经常是这么做的。
You don't have to ask the question. He already knows what you're thinking.
所以他不需要你问这个问题，他已经知道你在想什么。
Do you know that Jesus knows everything you're thinking right now?
你知不知道耶稣知道你心里现在所想的每一个心思意念吗？
That's amazing.
这很神奇哦。
That'll do one of two things. It'll either terrify you or comfort you.
所以这会带来两个之一的效果。或者使你感到特别有安慰，或者让你感到很害怕。
You know, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he.
因为他人心里所想的呢，就是他的本人就是这样的。
In other words, you can see me on the outside, but you can't see me on the inside.
换句话说呢，你能够在外面看见我，但你不能在里面看见我。
Let me tell you somebody that can. His name is Jesus.
但我告诉你，有人可以，他的名字叫耶稣。
He just looks right into the heart, right into the mind, and he knows everything about you.
那他呢，就直接看到人的心理和人的思想里啊，他知道你一切的。
Hold your hand here. Go to Psalm 139.
把这个放在这儿，我们去读一下诗篇的139。诗篇139。
Psalm 139 and verse number 1。
第一节，诗篇139第一节。
Lord, you have searched me and known me.
耶和华，你已经鉴察我，认识我。
You know my sitting down and my rising up.
我坐下，我起来，你都晓得。
You understand my thoughts afar off.
你从远处知道我的意念。
You comprehend my path and my lying down.
我行路，我躺卧，你都细察。
And are acquainted with all my ways.
你也深知我一切所行的。
For there is not a word in my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether.
耶和华，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。
You have hedged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me.
你在我前后环绕我，按手在我身上。
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it.
这样的知识奇妙是我不能测的，是高是我不能及的。
Now in these verses, we learn some pretty interesting truths about our God.
这些经文呢，告诉我们一些很有意思关于神的真理。
He knows every thought even before you think it.
在你思想前，他就知道你的想法。
He knows every word before you say it.
他知道你在说的之前的每一句话。
And he knows every deed before you do it.
在你做的每一个行动之前，他知道你的这个行动。
He knows everything about you.
他知道你一切关乎你的事。
Let's go back to Nicodemus.
我们回到尼哥底母。
As the Lord Jesus walks along the street or the shores of Galilee and meets people, imagine, he knows them.
你可以想一想，当耶稣走在街上，走在加利利湖边，碰见各种各样的人，你想一想，他都知道这些人。
So, on a night chosen by Nicodemus to meet Jesus, before Nicodemus gets there, Jesus already knows everything about it.
可以想一想，某一天呢，尼哥底母决定去见耶稣，其实在他去之前呢，耶稣就知道他要来。
You know what he could have said to Nicodemus?
你知道他可以跟尼哥底母说什么呢？
I saw you when you were made in secret.
他说我在你在暗中被造的时候我就认识你。
I remember when you grew in your mother's womb.
在你母腹里长大的时候，我就知道你。
I saw you the day you were born.
在你出生的那一天，我见到你。
I have followed you all the days of your life.
所以我在你生命中的每一天呢，我都跟随你。
And tonight I knew you were coming to talk to me.
而且今晚我知道你会来见我。
And I've already read your mind, and I know what you're thinking. You need to be born again.
我已经读了你的想法，我知道你想说什么，但我告诉你，你必须要重生。
It is the grace of God that He gives us a free will.
所以是神的恩典啊，他给我们自由意志。
Recently, I was listening to Ravi Zacharias. Maybe some of you know that name.
那最近呢，我在读听啊那个 Ravi Zacharias 弟兄的讲道。
He is a Bible teacher and an apologist. He's East Indian.
他是一个圣经教师啊，在东印度啊。
The question There was a story that a man in the audience told, and at the end of the story, the man asked him a question.
所以在听众里呢，有一个人呢讲了一个故事，然后之后呢问他一个问题。
I'm going to give you a very short form of this story.
我给你简介讲一下这个故事。
The story went: the bad guy had a gun.
那有一个很坏的人有把枪。
And there was an innocent person.
有一个很无辜的人在那。
And the bad guy aimed the gun at the innocent person, pulled the trigger, and killed the innocent person.
这个坏人呢，瞄准了这个无辜的人，扣了扳机，把他打死了。
And so the person asking the question says, "Why didn't God stop the man from pulling the trigger and kill the innocent person?"
那问问题的人就问讲员说。神为什么不停止阻止这一切啊，使得这个无辜的人避免被杀。
That is a very difficult question to answer.
这是一个非常难回答的问题。
The same question could be asked, why do bad people always seem to get away with things and it never get judged?
类似的问题就是呢，坏人为什么总是能够不被审判呢，就是离开了这审判。
Or why is it that God doesn't stop sin? Why doesn't God just pour out His judgment and just stop sin? Why doesn't He do that? It's wrong. Why doesn't He do that?
既然这是错的，神为什么不审判，立刻审判呢？把他的审判的愤怒倾倒出来，为什么他要容许这些事情发生
？So. That man's question was, if God is loving and God is kind and God is good, why didn't God stop the bad guy from pulling the trigger?
神既然是良善的，是好的，是有恩典的，为什么不停止这个恶人的恶行？
Mr. Zechariah said the highest goal in life is to love someone, or the greatest goal in life is to love someone.
那在生命，在Zechariah弟兄就说，在生命中最大的是爱别人啊。
But love is an act of the will.
但爱呢，却是自由意志的表达。
Can you imagine someone saying to you, you must love that person over there. You must love them.
你能想一想这样的一个命令，你指着对方说，你必须爱那个某某人站在那的，你一定要爱他。
Sometimes, in different cultures, we call that arranged marriage.
在不同的文化里，有的时候呢，我们管这个叫呢叫指定婚姻。
Okay. So you must love that person, but the person has no feelings for them.
就告诉你必须要爱那个人，但其实这个被指定的人，其实你也没有对他没有感觉。
And so he said, God loved us and created us in His own image.
所以神爱我们呢，按照他的形象和样式造了我们。
And in creating us in His own image, God gave man a free will to love Him back.
所以在他的形象和样式的里面呢，神给了我们自由意志，来使我们可以把爱回馈给神。
God did not make you like a puppet or like a robot.
所以神没有造你像一个傀儡或机器人。
He could have created us like a little toy and pushed the button and we go, God, I love you.
他也可以造我们像一个小玩具啊，他按一下按钮，我们就说神呐，我爱你。
But imagine him creating us with a free will and so that we can choose to love him or not.
那可以想一想，我们现在在自由意志里被造，我可以选择爱他或者不爱。
It is one thing if a king commands you to love him. It is another thing if you love him using your own free will to do so.
王命令你爱他是一回事，你在你的自由意志里选择爱他又是一回事了。
So God gave us the choice.
所以神给我们选择。
And God gave the choice to the man holding the pistol too.
所以神也给这个拿着手枪的人选择。
Can you imagine saying, Oh God, you need to override this man's free will and you need to stop what is doing right now so that righteousness can avail?
你可以想象这样的一个这样的说法，说神呐，你要现在就拿走这个人的自由意志，停止他的这个作恶，使得公义能得彰显。
So now we say, Oh God, I don't want that man to have a free will, but I want to have a free will.
然后你可能接着就说呢，主啊，求你把他的自由意志拿走，但是把我的自由意志留下来。
God has given us a free will, and there are consequences to our choices.
所以神给我们自由意志，但是呢，我们的选择都会有一个后果。
Many times in life, you're going to be tempted to say, "If I were God, I would have stopped that."
很多生命中的次数里，我们会被试探说这样的话：我要是神呢，我就会停止那事情。
And in doing so, you're saying, "God, that person doesn't deserve free will."You should not allow that person to have free will.
你这么说的话的意思就是，你说的那个人他不配得有自由意志。你要神。
But I want to have free will.
把他的自由意志拿走，但是求神。
Because I won't do anything like that.
因为我不会做那样的事，所以神把自由意志给我。
I want you to be thinking about that as Nicodemus is walking up the road and he turns the corner.And he finds the house where Jesus is. Jesus knows everything, but Nicodemus comes with a free will.
你可以想想这个场景，尼哥底母啊，走下了街，走上街，拐了街角去找到耶稣的房子，他去找耶稣，这一切每一个环节，耶稣都知道，但是尼哥底母是自己去在自由意志里找的耶稣。
Jesus again knew him, watched him, he knew everything about him to the moment he walked in that door, but Nicodemus was choosing to come that night, choosing to talk to the Lord. He had a free will to go away or to come.
所以尼哥底母虽然神看见他，耶稣看，知道他的一切，知道他来，知道他开门，知道他每一样的举动，耶稣都知道，但是是尼哥底母自己在每一个举动上自己的选择，他选择去，他选择推门，他选择来问耶稣。
The greatest benefit of God's love is that He allows us to choose.
所以神的爱啊，给我们一个极大的恩典和益处，就是他允许我们自己选择。
Okay, so let's think about our own life for a minute. And your own desire to meet Jesus, or your own desire to know more about Jesus. Think about your own life.
想想你自己的生命，你自己的盼望，想要遇见耶稣，知道更多关于耶稣的事。
God in His love and mercy gives you the choice.
神在他的爱和恩典里给你选择权。
He will warn you about the consequences of your decision, but He gives you the choice.
所以他会警告你，你做的决定的后果，但他依然让你自己选。
That is love.
这就是爱了。
And if we choose of our own will,to believe God or to love Him, then it is genuine.
所以如果我们用自己的自由意志啊，选择顺服神，听他的话，这样的选择才是真实的，是真诚的。
So, even though Nicodemus didn't ask the question, what must I do to be born again? Jesus knew his heart,and gives him the answer.
所以在耶稣尼哥底母在问说我该怎么才能重生，这个问题还没问呢，耶稣就知道啊。
So what this tells me is that when Jesus looks into our heart, he already knows what answer we need, even though we maybe don't ask the question.
所以当耶稣看我们的心的时候，他就知道我们所需的答案是什么。即使我们还没有问这个问题。
If Nicodemus would have had to ask the question before Jesus would have given him the answer, it maybe would have been very difficult or awkward for him to even express those words. But Jesus knew his heart.
所以就算耶稣给尼哥底母一开始一个机会来问这个问题呢，可能对他来说还是很尴尬，也不知道该怎么去描述啊。但是耶稣很清楚，他能看见人的心。
This is not difficult to understand.
这个不难理解啊。
If you have children,
如果你有孩子
，sometimes your child comes to you and they don't ask any questions.
那有的时候你的孩子呢到你这里来啊，他也没问你问题。
But you already know what they want.
但你已经知道他想要什么了。
They're either too shy, or they don't know how to ask it.
他们有的时候或者太害羞，有的时候他甚至不知道该怎么问你。
And so you look down at the child and you say, "Oh, okay, I know what we need to do." And the child goes, "Wow, how did you know that?" You know.
啊，你看着你的孩子，你说，哎，我现在知道我们该做什么了。你孩子就看着你说，哎，你怎么知道我想什么呢？
Imagine coming before the Lord that created you, and you go, I really don't know how to say this, and you don't have to, because he answers it. He already says, "Oh, I know what you want."
所以来到造你的主面前也是一样，你说，哎，我甚至不知道该怎么表达。不用，没事，主都知道，主也在听你的祷告。
We know a few things about Nicodemus. He's a religious man. He's a Pharisee, but he also has, I'm going to say, spiritual discernment too.
所以他是一个尼哥底母，是个犹太人啊，他是一个法利赛人，那他也是有辨识力，属灵辨识力的人。
The reason I know he has spiritual discernment is because he says nobody can do what you're doing except God be with him.
我们怎么知道呢？因为他说没有人能做，你做的神迹，若没有神，没有人能做。
Okay. He is a very sincere man because he has taken time to meet a need in his life. He's sincere.And he wants an answer. He wants to meet Jesus and get to know him.
所以他是一个很真诚的人，他会花时间去满足自己的需要，所以他就想要来见耶稣，来得着自己所需的。
So even though it may look in the text like the statement comes right out of the blue sky somewhere, Jesus said, "No, I know what you want. I know what you need. You need to be born again."
所以有的时候呢，你乍一看好像这个耶稣的话好像从天上突然来的话，其实是耶稣知道他所想的。耶稣也知道他需要重生。
You would think that Nicodemus knew nothing about that being born again.
你可以想一想，尼哥底母是完全不知道这样的事怎么叫做重生。
Now, this is a rather difficult passage, but I think we can work through it.
这是有一点难的一大段啊，那我们应该能够读明白。
What does it mean to be born again?
重生是什么意思呢？
This is not a trick question. You think sometimes I always ask you really trick questions. It's a simple question.
这是很简单的问题啊，不是一个要把你们带偏的问题。想一想，这是很简单的问题。Save us from sin.
Save us from sin.
New life.
New life. Okay. What's the difference between a baby being born in your family or you being born again? What's the difference?
那你家里生了一个小孩和你重生，这两个有什么区别？
One is physical, one is spiritual.
一个是有形的，一个是属灵的。
Do you know that the word again could be translated from above? That's interesting.
那重生啊，这个重这个词啊，可以翻译从天上来的，天上生。
You must be born from above. Same word, anothen, again, or from above.
所以这样的一个词呢，翻译过来。既可以是重生，也可以是从上而生。你必须要从上而生。
Now, if I said to you, what do I have to do to be born again? What would you tell me?
如果我问你，我必须要做什么才能重生？你会告诉我什么
？Believe, gospel. What's the gospel?
相信福音，福音是什么呢？
Jesus died for us, buried, rose again, believed the gospel. Okay, we got a problem.
好，死了，埋葬了，复活了，很好。那我们有个麻烦，现在。
Jesus hadn't done that yet.
耶稣在这时候还没做这个事情呢。这时候耶稣还没死。
This is John chapter 3, not chapter 20.
这是约翰
福音 19.
这是约翰福音三章，不是十九和二十章啊。
He already believed Jesus is God. He said that, right?
他也相信了耶稣是什么。
He said, no man can do this unless God is with him. You must be from God. So he's got that.
他已经在这儿，他已经相信耶稣是从神来的。
承认我们是有罪的。
Acknowledge we are sinner.
It is very interesting, isn't it? Like we are before the cross, but he's telling him he's got to be born again.
这个很有意思，我们是在十字架之前这个时间点上，但耶稣告诉对方他要重生，那他在说什么呢？
So this would cause us to ask the question, before Jesus died and was buried and rose again, how did people get saved?
那在耶稣死了埋葬了复活之前人怎么得救？
Okay. She said believe that God will do what he has told us to do or whatever God says. Okay, right. So,
告诉就是要去相信或者去做呢，神告诉我们要去做的。
How did Noah get saved?
那我怎么知道我得救了呢？Noah.
How did Noah get saved?
Believed in God.
He believed in God.
Obey.
What did God tell Noah to do?
那神告诉挪亚去做什么呢？
Made an ark.
What did Noah do? Made an ark.
所以神告诉挪亚造个方舟，挪亚就去造了个方舟。
But back in Genesis 6, we'll find a little verse that says, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Way back in the Old Testament, grace back there.
对，所以在创世纪六章就是说呢，挪亚在神眼里蒙恩。所以最早跑到创世纪六章就已经有恩典这个词。
Did Noah have to make a decision?
挪亚需要做个决定吗？
Yes, he did.
当然需要做个决定。
Would he obey what God told him?
他是不是顺服神告诉他做的呢？
He had a free will. He could choose.
他有自由意志，他可以选择。
How did Abraham get saved?
那亚伯拉罕怎么得救的？
He did not build an ark. Abraham did not build an ark.
他不需要造个方舟。
You know, sometimes the kids ask trick questions. They'll say, how many windows was in the ark that Abraham built?
有的时候会问小孩一个。
And you go, oh, it's only one, only one. They go, Abraham didn't build the ark.
有人会这么问，所以亚伯拉罕的造的方舟里有几个窗子？小孩子会说一个一个，但其实亚伯拉罕没造过方舟啊。
So Abraham didn't build an ark, but he did something.
对，亚伯拉罕没有造方舟，那他做了一点什么？他做什么了？
Believe God.
他相信神。
Believe God.What did Moses do? Believe God.
摩西做什么呢？也是相
信神。What did Elijah do? Believe God. They all believe God.
以利亚都相信神。
The message was different. They all had different messages, but they had one thing in common. They had to believe God.
他们有不同的信息啊，不同的命令，但他们都有同样的特点，就是要相信神。
And right here in John chapter 3, we're right at the end.Of the Old Testament, but we didn't get to the New Testament yet.
所以我们在旧约的最后了啊，在约翰福音的三章，但是新约还没有开启这个时候。
So Jesus is saying to Nicodemus, "You've got to be born again." And even though Jesus hadn't gone to the cross yet,
所以耶稣对尼哥底母说你要重生，那个时候耶稣都还没有上十字架。
The only way Noah could be saved for all of eternity was to wait all of those 1,000 years for Jesus to die on a cross. He believed in Genesis chapter 6, But he wasn't saved for all of eternity till Jesus paid the debt at Calvary all those years later.
所以挪亚啊，要等到耶稣在十字架上付足了代价之后，挪亚才在永恒里真的得救了啊。但是挪亚信呢，是在创世纪就已经信了，所以他一直在等。
In the Old Testament, it was accounted for righteousness, but it was confirmed when Jesus rose from the dead.
那旧约的人呢，是因着他们的信算作他们的义，他们等待，一直等到耶稣从死里复活，他们才确认他们是义人。
Okay, so
旧约的信的人。
So now we've got a man by the name of Nicodemus, and he's being confronted by the Lord Jesus.That he needs to make a decision.
所以尼哥底母在这里呢，也被耶稣挑战呢，他要做一个决定。
So let's think about it a little more. Verse 3 says, unless one is born again, he cannot see. Think about it. You can't see, not get in. You can't even see it.The kingdom of God.
耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”在这里还没有说进呢，见就见不着。
So Nicodemus responds by saying, "I don't get it. I don't know how you could be born again a second time."
那第四节呢？尼古底母第二次说：“人已经老了，怎么能重生？”他不能明白什么叫重生。
He said, "Do I have to go back to the hospital?" And get unborn somehow.
他说我是不是还要回到医院再
And then get reborn somehow.
不生一次再重生一次啊，是这样的吗？
And verse 5, Jesus said, No, that's not what I'm talking about. Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
第五节耶稣说我实实在在的告诉你人若不是从水和圣灵生的就不能进神的国
Okay. So Jesus gives the answer to the dilemma of how one must be born again.
所以耶稣呢就给了这个困境啊，就是人为什么怎么才能重生的困境的一个回答。
Now there's a lot of speculationAs to what does it mean to be born of water and the Spirit?
所以怎么叫做从水和圣灵生的？有太多种的解释了。
Oh, it is a bit difficult.
有一点难啊。
Some people think water has to do with the physical birth, and Spirit has to do with spiritual birth. In other words.You can't have a spiritual birth unless you first had a physical birth.
那有的人把水生呢当作是物理的出生，圣灵呢当作属灵的重生。所以你一个人呢没有一个物理上的出生，就不可能有重生的这个可能啊，在后面。
And this may make some sense because the next verse says.Which is born of flesh is flesh, and which is born of spirit is spirit.
那这个某种程度呢也是对的，因为第六节说呢，从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
Showing the contrast between a physical birth and a spiritual birth.
这就给出来一个对比哈，一个物理的出生和属灵的重生。
Jesus goes on to say.Do not marvel, don't, what's another word for marvel? What have you got there? Don't be so astonished, I guess, is maybe that I said to you, you must be born again.
所以耶稣在这里说呢，不要吃惊啊，说如果我说你要重生的话，你不要太吃惊。
He says in verse 8, the wind blows where it wishes, and you can hear the sound of it, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
所以风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
So, let's think about it this way. The spiritual birth has nothing to do with the physical birth.
所以这里属灵的出生呢，和这个物理的出生没有什么直接的联系。
The physical birth, you can see, you can feel, you can observe physical birth.
物理的出生你能看见，你能感知，你能观察。
I was in the delivery room when all of my children were born.
所以我在产房啊，就我所有的孩子出生的时候，我都在。
I felt like a doctor actually.
我觉得我就像个医生。
I had a mask and a gown and head thing and.
我也穿了个这个隔离袍啊，然后戴着口罩啊，就像个医生一样，我在陪在身边的。
I felt like if the doctor needed help, I'd just step right in. I could do that. You know?
我都觉得
I looked like a doctor.
如果医生需要帮助的话，我都可以去过去帮忙了啊！我觉得我就像个医生一样。
And it's quite the thing because you can actually observe physical birth. You can watch it.
所以一样的，所以你能够看见物理人出生啊，这个整个过程你是能看的。
对。You cannot watch spiritual birth.
但是人属灵的重生你是看不见的。
It's like the wind.
就像风一样。
It's invisible.
是不可见的。
Oh, I can see the leaves blowing on the trees.
但我可以看见树叶在树上动。
I can hear the sound of the wind.
我可以听见风的声音。
But I can't see the wind.
但是我不能看见风。
I don't know where it came from, and I don't know where it's going.
我不知道它从哪里来，也不知道它到哪里去。
Okay, so let me suggest that if I connect verse 5 and verse 8, connect verse 5 and verse 8. Verse 5 saying you got to be born of water and the Spirit. And in verse 8, that you must be born of the Spirit. Let me suggest, it's just a suggestion, that water in verse 5 represents the Word of God.
我只是假设啊，我们假设这么想，那第五节呢，对和第八节对比一下，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，那第八节呢，从圣灵生的，假设我们这么想呢，水呢是在讲神的话。
And I think I have good reason to suggest that.
那我可以有很好的理由来这么解。
Later in the Gospel of John, the Word of God and the Lord Jesus Himself as the Word of God will be referenced as water, life-giving water.
在约翰福音的后面呢，耶稣的话以及耶稣自己哈，他道成肉身，这个活着的话语呢，被比喻成活水啊，在后面。
Okay.
给生命的水。
And now I want to look at I want to go. I know you're in John, and you'll find that it's easy to find. Go to Ephesians chapter 5. Book of Ephesians, chapter 5.
以弗所书五章。
And Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 25.
五章的二十五节。
Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Verse 26.
26节。
That he might sanctify and cleanse her, notice, with the washing of water by the word.
要用水借着道。把教会洗净成为圣洁。
Washing of water by the word.
用水借着道啊。
Book of Titus.
提多书。
Titus. I'm thinking about chapter 3, verse 5. Titus chapter 3, verse 5.
提多书的三章五节。
Using a cleansing word again in verse 5, how does the grace of God appear? Verse 5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. Notice the language, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Those two words again together, washing and Holy Spirit.
所以第五节呢，他便救了我们，不是因我们自己的义啊，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新，这两个东西呢又放到一起了。重生的就是喜和圣，水和圣灵又放在一起了。
Now, go back to John chapter 3, and let me see if I can summarize this for you, or put it into a little package for you.
好，那我看看，回到我们约翰福音三章，看能不能把它总结一下给你们。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
那除非人是，若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
If, and I say if, if water represents the Word of God, I believe it will complement the rest of Scripture. Because salvation comes by hearing the Word of God.
所以如果水代表神的话呢，这更能吻合整个圣经的一贯的这个结构，因为信道是听道来的。
Conviction comes by hearing the Word of God.
那你里面确据呢，也是从听到来的。
In other words, without the Word of God, we have no direction what to believe or who to believe.
所以没有神的话呢，我们不知道相信谁，也不知道相信什么。
So we must be confronted, we must hear the Word of God, and then the Spirit of God has to work in our hearts in order to bring salvation. I'm going to draw something on the board. Go ahead.
所以他需要有神的话哈，然后神的灵呢在我们里面做工呢，我们才能够到一个得救的这个地步。所以他在黑板上想要画一下一个结构。所以这个水呢是更可能的代表是神的话啊，听见神的话。然后神的灵才能在这个基础上做工。
Now, this is going to be a very simple illustration.
所以这是非常简单的表示。
I can tell you when I open the Word of God, I can read the Word of God, and I can tell you what you need to do to be born again.
那我可以打开神的话呢，我可以告诉你，你需要做什么才能重生。
I can show you right from the scripture.
我可以完全从圣经。
These verses and other verses.
这些圣经，那些圣经，我可以告诉你该怎么做。
And then I'll say to you.
然后呢？
If you are born again.
如果你真的重生。
I can tell you what the result is over here.
那那一面呢？就是你重生之后会有什么样的结果，我也可以告诉你。
Sins are going to be forgiven.
罪会得赦免。
You're going to have peace with God. You're going to have new life. You're born into the family of God.
有新的生命，生在神的家。
There's all kind of wonderful things.
各种各样很好的事。
So I can bring you to this point.
所以我可以把你带到这个点来。
And you know what you need to do.
你也知道你该做什么。
I can tell you if you do it.
然后我告诉你，你这么做呢？
these are some of the wonderful things that are going to be a reality.
和美好的事实和美好的事情会出来。
I cannot get in here.
但是里面当中空白这段我就不知道。
You know what happens in here?
你知道这里面发生什么了吗？
That's where you and God alone walk.
这是你自己和神才知道的。
That's the mystery of the Spirit, the wind blowing in a person's heart.
对，这就是属灵的奥秘啊！那风吹进来，吹到人心里产生的后果。
20 years ago,
20年前呢
，this man,
这个人
，and myself,
和我自己
，and Louis Young and his wife Sue Y sat in a restaurant.
和 Louis 和他
White Spot or something.
和 Louis 和他太太 Sue Y 呢？他们二十年前啊，他们四个人一起坐在一个可能是白点哈、啊、那个餐厅里啊。
And we were talking about this very thing, being born again.
我们也就在这个讲这个事情。
Louis was not a Christian.
那时候 Louis 还没有得救啊，不是个基督徒。
So I took the little, it was just a placemat, you know, and I took it, and I drew this.
然后就
right on on the table there in the restaurant. I drew this.
那我就拿了一张纸哈、啊。就是在吃饭的桌子上拿一张纸，我就画了刚才就黑板上画的这个图像，画给他。
So I said to Louis, Louis, this is what you need to do, and if you do it, here's a wonderful thing over here. But I said, Louis, I can't get in here with you. Only you and God walk in here.
所以我就告诉 Louis 呢，我可以把你带到这个点来，前面要做的事我可以告诉你，你做完以后会发生的事我也可以告诉你。但是中间这一段呢，是你自己跟神，啊，你的灵在神的带领下才会发生的事。
So Louis took the he took the pen out of my hand and he said, I'm right here.
然后那个 Louis 把他的笔拿过去啊，就画了一下，说我在正当中，我就在中间。
I said, you're right where? Where do you mean? He said, I'm right here.
之后就问他你在哪里啊？路易说就在中间，那空白地方的正中间。
Louis got saved.
对，路易斯得救了啊。
Right there.
就在那。
But see, I can't get in there. Nobody can get in there with you.
对，所以。只有我没有办法去那里面，没有人能带你到那里面去，只有你和神在那里。
Born of water, I can take the word of God and I can show you and show you and tell you.
所以从水呢，水就神的话呢，我可以告诉你，我可以带你在前面那段、后面那段，我都可以告诉你。
And born of spirit.
但是从圣灵生呢，就只有在当中。
Let me be very clear about something.
所以我要清楚地跟大家讲一点事啊。
Louis could have picked up his coat and walked out of that restaurant that day and not have been saved.
Louis 也完全可能呢，那天吃完了就披上他的衣服走了，什么也没有发生，没有得救，也可能。
But Louis chose to believe that day.
但 Louis 那天选择相信。
And Louis was born again.
他在那一天重生了。
Nicodemus is going to have to make a decision.
所以尼哥底母啊，需要做一个决定啊。
Thinking about it and praying about it and wondering about it, at some point, you must make a decision.
你可以想一想，你可以为这祷告，你总之在一个点上你要做一个选择。
God has given you a free will.
神给了你自由意志，你要做一个选择。
He didn't stop the bad guy from pulling the trigger.
他不会阻止那个坏人、恶人去扣扳机。
And you have a free will today to choose God or to reject.
所以你今天依然有这样的自由意志，选择接受它和拒绝它。
There's no middle ground.
没有一个中间地带。
There's no gray area.
没有灰色地带的。
The Bible says you are saved or you are lost.
圣经讲得很清楚，你或者得救，或者失丧。
And if you have trusted the Lord Jesus, you're on your way to heaven today, and you're going to get there because He promised.
你信靠耶稣基督成为你的救主，你今天按照神的应许，你就是得救的。
And if you have not trusted the Lord Jesus, you're on your way to hell, and the clock is ticking.
啊，你拒绝耶稣基督成为你救主呢，你的未来的路就是倒计时去地狱的。
God has already provided the two things that you need to be born again.
所以神提供了两样东西，你必须需要去得救的，重生的。
The water and the spirit.
就是水和神的灵。
But the ball is in your court. You have to make a decision.
啊，但是最终呢是你的选择，你要做一个决定啊。水就是神的道，神的灵就是圣灵。
Okay, so quickly, what's the result?
好，最后我们来看一下结果是什么呢？
What happened to Nicodemus?
尼哥底母发生了什么呢？
Well, he's mentioned again in chapter 7 of John.
他在这里又提到了哈，在约翰福音的七章又提到了。
Verse 50, yeah.
五十节。
This is in a controversy about who Jesus is, and Nicodemus is there. That's about all we know at this point. But he intervenes a little bit. Verse 46 says, the officers answered, no man ever spoke like this man, talking about Jesus.
所以这个的背景是一群人呢在讨论耶稣到底是谁，有一些争议，然后尼哥底母呢进来呢参与了他的意见。背景在46节的差役回答说呢，从来没有像他这样说话是指耶稣。
The Pharisees answered them, are you also deceived?
法利赛人回答说，你们也受了迷惑吗？
Have any of the rulers of the Pharisees believed in him?
官长或是法利赛人岂有信他的呢？
Stop just for a minute.
停在这，过了一会儿。
Have any of the rulers of the Pharisees believed in him?
官长或是法利赛人有信他的吗？
We know one.
我知道有一个。
We think.
我们觉得。
Okay. Verse 49, but this crowd...That does not know the law is accursed.
但这些不明白律法的百姓是被咒诅的。
Nicodemus, notice, he who came to Jesus by night being one of them said,
内中有尼哥底母就是从前去见耶稣的对他们说，
Does our law judge a man before it hears him and knows what he is doing?
不先听本人的口供不知道他所做的事。难道我们的律法还定他们的罪吗？
They answered and said to him, Are you also from Galilee? Search and look, for no prophet has arisen out of Galilee.
他们回答说，你也是出于加利利吗？你且去查考，就知道加利利没有出过先知。
Everyone wants their own house.
每个人都是
Okay, everybody went home. Okay, let's quickly, let's go over to John 19.
很快啊，再到约翰福音十九章。
Let me read verse 38. John 19 and 38.
38节。
After this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him permission, so he came and took the body of Jesus.
这些事以后，有亚利马太人约瑟是耶稣的门徒，只因怕犹太人，就暗暗的做门徒。他来求比拉多。要把耶稣的身体领去，比拉多允准，他就把耶稣的身体领去了。
And Joseph had a friend. Notice verse 39.
约瑟还有个朋友，就是39节。
His friend Nicodemus, who at first came to Jesus by night, also came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds.
又有尼哥底母，就是先前夜里去见耶稣的，带着没药和沉香，约有100金钱来。
Then they, Joseph and Nicodemus, took the body of Jesus and bound it in strips of linen, with the spices, as the custom of the Jews is to bury.
他们就照犹太人殡葬的规矩，把耶稣的身体用细麻布加上香料裹好。
Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb in which no one had yet been laid.
在耶稣钉十字架的地方有一个园子，园子里有一座新坟墓，是从来没有葬过人的。
And there they laid Jesus because of the Jews' preparation day, for the tomb was nearby.
只因是犹太人的预备日，又因那坟墓近，他们就把耶稣安放在那里。
What was the result of this man coming to Jesus by night?
这个夜里来见耶稣的人结局怎样呢？
He got saved.
他得救了。
He intervened on one occasion, and he publicly identified with Jesus at his death.
他在中间一次呢，他干涉了关于耶稣的争论，在法利赛人中间。在最后呢，耶稣死的时候，他勇敢的公众在公众面前为耶稣站起来。
It didn't really say that Nicodemus was a secret disciple, but it said that Joseph was.
这里他没有特别说呢，尼哥底母是暗暗做门徒，但他特别讲到约瑟。
I suspect that Nicodemus and Joseph both agreed. We've been in the shadows long enough.
那可能呢，我猜啊，他们俩约瑟和尼哥底母都认为呢，他们躲着做门徒够了时间。
And so they stepped out into the light, and they identified with the Lord Jesus.
走到光明底下，为耶稣的名做见证。
Okay, so next week we got a really big job next week.
下一
个。Wow.
我们很多东西啊。
Next week I'm going to talk really fast, and you listen really fast.
下一周我快快的讲，你们快快的听啊。
Okay.Okay. Josh, you the man. Can you pray?
Amen.